Like I said at the outset, we're here to tell the story of David Easton. Mm-hmm. And your part of your story, of course, is told along this way. Legendary New York architect and interior designer. And where was he born?
David was born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1937.
And from an early age, too, did he talk about that he had an interest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had his grandmother and his aunts all lived out in Chicago. And so his mother they'd usually go up there for the summer, because David was basically the only child till his younger brother was born when he was about eight. So they'd go up every summer to Chicago and be with his grandmother and aunts, and they'd go to Marshall Fields, which was the store. And I don't know if it was the top floor, but one of the floors, they always had a house that was completely set up on this floor, and you'd walk in, they'd create a garden, and you'd walk in to the entry hall, and you walk through all the rooms, and it was all decorated, and it was, you know, this unbelievable kind of showcase. And David was just fascinated with that as a child, and just like, oh, this is what I like.
Right. And for a small child to walk into that had to be really impactful. And then his parents' names?
Yeah, his mother's name was, let's see, I have to think about this. Dad's name was David also, and his mother's name was Marie.
All right.
Yeah.
And his father was what?
He was with the FDIC. And so when David was little, they kind of moved around quite a bit. And then finally, his mother just put down his foot and said, we're not going to move anymore. Let's figure this one out. So they ended up outside of Philadelphia in York, Pennsylvania.
And she was then a homemaker.
Yeah.
But neither one of them were particularly artistic, as we know.
No, I don't think so at all.
So this then just came out of the clear blue sky, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And I understood he drew houses in the back of public school primary readers on sketch pads and all that kind
always,
of thing.
Always, yeah. He was always kind of sketching.
he was doing as you were doing in the second, third grade, probably himself.
Yeah.
So then his dream was then obviously to go to New York, I would imagine.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I think the first year he went to, I forget what college he went to. He went to it, which he didn't like, and he wanted to go to New York and go to Pratt. And so his parents agreed. And so he kind of tells the story of them driving him over the Brooklyn Bridge and driving to Pratt. And then Pratt was probably not in the worst neighborhood, but was not a very good neighborhood. At one point during the early 1900s, it was a beautiful section. It was called, it was not called Bedford-Stuyvesant. Maybe it's still called that. I can't remember. But there was wonderful big townhouses there that belonged to the Pratts and all kinds of different families of New York. And anyway, Pratt ended up there, and his parents were just horrified with it and just sort of kind of said, okay, fine, this is what you're going to do. I guess you're going to do it. But he loved it.
But that inner drive pushed him on.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
So he went to Pratt. Didn't he go to the University of Illinois and studied architecture?
He might have gone, that might have been the first place
right
he
here.
Went, but he really wanted to, I don't know quite why he decided he wanted to go to Pratt, but it might have been just New York. You know, he kind of knew Chicago, but he wanted to go to New York.
Well, I'm going to give a teacher credit. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, it came from an art teacher, Herb Lee, who taught Saturday classes at the York Arts Center, which David attended regularly for several years.
Yeah, they were, I think they were, he was a neighbor of theirs. And David loved him and was very fascinated by he and his wife. And they told David stories of New York and going, the village and different areas in the village that, you know, they thought David would be interested in. So it just sparked his imagination. I've got to go. So that's how that happened.
So there's another teacher that was influential.
Yeah.
So when he graduates from Pratt, he applied for a scholarship.
I guess so. I don't know. At the end, you always have to do kind of a thesis, and you have to do a project, and it's your thesis. And so then they have a group that comes in and looks at it, and one of the people that was looking at it and judging it was Edward Wormley. And anyway, David won the prize, which was to go to the Fountain Blow School for 3 months during the summer. And when he said, you won, and he said, David, and when you come back, give me a call because you can come to my office and work. And so David was over the moon because he knew Edward Wormley was very famous. He was, at that point, he was at Dunbar Furniture and was their major designer. And any of Edward Wormley's furniture that comes on the market is very expensive now and quite beautiful. It's mid-century, but it's just absolutely beautiful, beautifully made and beautifully designed.
So what was David actually doing? Was he designing furniture?
Well, you kind of do a little bit when you're in school because you just, it's part of things you kind of learn a little bit, but architecture basically. But so his project was an architectural project, but Edward being in the furniture business was also, you're sort of, it's just all co-mingles, so to speak. So you know, furniture designers like architecture and architecture, you know, they like furniture and, you know, it kind of goes. It's just symbiotic, I guess.